Linjani Mashabezulu, Manirwa Kanaka, Vatereri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 4th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about panic buying and also bank runs in Zimbabwe.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, if you want to join us, Studio 7 goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Yeah, good experience with the Abant Bakana. They were just a little bit of a point. Ngoba unganandzela supermarket umthele imali sekuthenga sibindi eziningi ukubana ingcono kuba abantu bayigcine ezindlini ngoba abantu abaningi bathi bona babona ungathi sesibuyela kulanmekayosabalawo kathi 008
inini personally anditorina confidence nebhenki nekuti bhenki kuti usiye mari vanokutorera mari kuti utore mari yako futi vanokutorera mari imagine nenyaya yemabond notes iri kuuya hatisina shuwa kuti tichapiwa here nekuti last time takambodyirwa mari dzedu ichiri zimudhora.
The issue of this cash crisis in Zimbabwe is very, very, very troublesome. We don't even know how we are going to survive in Zimbabwe. We are forced to queue for long hours in order for me to obtain my hard-earned cash. And moreover, I'm being given $50, $50 full of coins. From that $50, I'm supposed to pay rent, I'm supposed to pay fees, I'm supposed to buy food for the kids, I'm supposed to obtain my transport money in order for me to go back to work. I only get $50 a day, and I'm forced to wait for long hours to get that $50, 7 to 8 hours for me to get $50. I don't even know where are we heading. Are we heading back to 2008?
Of course, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And of course, a point of correction, today it's actually the 3rd,
yes,
not the 4th.
Yes, certainly.
Okay, so it's the 3rd of June. Of course, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's worsening economic problems.
Panic buying of basic commodities has actually hit Harare as authorities mulled the introduction of bond notes in October. Wildly opposed by most Zimbabweans who lost personal savings when the country dumped the local dollar in 2009. A SNAP survey, your informal survey in Zimbabwe's capital city, shows that some people are now hoarding basic commodities in anticipation of a looming food crisis due to the current cash shortages and the introduction of the bond notes.
Of course, coupled with this panic buying of foodstuffs is the issue of bank runs, a prolonged shortage of the U.S. dollar, the dominant circulating currency in Zimbabwe, has actually worsened over the past 2 weeks as panicky clients queued up at banks to withdraw money, fearing that the greenback might be replaced by a new local currency or the so-called bond notes that the central bank chief has said will actually be introduced in October.
So let's get your views right now on Studio 7 Live Talk. We hope you are going to phone in, you know, as much as possible. Just get a call. Here's the number, 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, Mahlebe Zulu, sixoka ngodaba lokusolakala kwemali njalo lokuthi konakale ke eHarare sizokuthiwa ke abantu sebethenga ke impahla ngesiphangiphangi bacabangela ukuthi phela bacabangela ukuthi enxa konoku ukubiswa kwe-bond notes kungani kuzahlupha njalo lokuthi abantu imali njengoba ingaphumi emabhanga ngale babona ngani ngcono ukuthi yena le abayizuzayo bahle bayithenga impahla. Ye, kungani kunjalo kwe-blessing asichomfoti
hongu hama wadiwa tirakunzwa kuti zvinhu zviri kufamba sei nekuti tirikunzwa kuti vamwe vanhu vanga vakuita chipatapata chekuenda kunotenga zvinhu zvisingaore zvikachengetwa zvakaita seshuga nemafuta zvekuti vamwe muzvitoro vanga vakuti aiwa tengai mabhodhoro kana kuti maviri emafuta. Vamwewo vari kuchema chema kuti vave kuswera vakamira mimitsetse vachitsvaga mari dzavo mabhanga uye mari dzacho dziri kunetsa kuti dzinge dzichibuda. Toda kuti tinzwe kwamuri vateereri kuti zviri kufamba sei. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is the Deputy Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, or ZCTU, Mr. Gideon Shoko. Mr. Shoko, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, Mr. Choko, can you tell us what is the situation like in Harare, or where you are right now, in terms of people, you know, panicking, buying some commodities, you know, in order to keep their own houses?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Look, I went to my bank.
Yes. Go ahead, Choko. Go ahead.
I went to my bank. I could not even access my money. So what I then did was, I had to go to another supermarket to go and search because I was using paper money, and everyone is getting to that supermarket.
So
they tell you, buy that $10 or $20. And then they can give you the change. But sometimes they no longer have the cash because money.
This phone is breaking there.
So that is the problem that we've got. There are very long queues in the banks. And I think for patient years, it has become, you know, a hazardous operation for them. Because, look, a lot of these people that are patient years are staying in the rural areas. $100. When he picks it, I believe he doesn't have any money. He spends a week standing in that queue, and he's spending money. At the end, he doesn't have any money. So that is a bad business. So in a press report about 2 days ago, where it was indicating...
I think your phone is actually bad. Can you walk around a little bit? Hey, Mr. Shoko,
we'll call you back. Mr. Shoko, we have to call you back. The line is breaking.
Okay, no, that's fine. I'll wait for you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Of course, that day is the Deputy Secretary General of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, Mr. Gideon Shoko. And he was narrating the ordeal, especially of the pensioners. He's saying that most of them stay in rural areas. Of course, 80% of Zimbabwe's population is actually in the rural areas. So they have to come into town. They go to the banks. There is no money. And they don't have money for transport to go back to their rural homes. And he's saying that this cash shortage has actually been a nightmare for most pensioners. Gibbs, one would assume that the government will say, give them the first preference. The money shortages happened in Greece at one time, and I think they were giving preferences to the elder citizens, so to speak. So I think the government, maybe that's one thing that they should push for, that pensioners must be given the first preference. I think we have our second guest, that is an economic analyst, and that is Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you doing?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Great.
Now, Mr. Ngwenya, we understand yesterday and today there's this issue of panic buying, people just going into shops and buying cooking oil, sugar, and everything that they can stock. Is this something that you are also witnessing in Harare?
Well, look, not really. I mean... Zimbabweans are typically Zimbabweans, you know, panicking about the wrong things. I mean, we are supposed to be panicking about, you know, voting out this government without power, not buying cooking oil. I mean, our prayers are very wrong. Now, when I understood correctly what John Mangudo was saying in the two meetings that I've attended, these guys are saying, you know, you can still do your RRPGS your letter of credit, you can still import your goods as long as it is done through the official channels of the bank. In other words, a supermarket owner can still raise a letter of credit to import the goods that he's been buying from South Africa. It does not need to go and collect cash from the bank. So the only difficult thing is for somebody to go to the bank and say, I want $10,000 to go and buy things from South Africa. Because we are buying from South Africa, we can use South African rand to buy our goods. So I don't understand where the panic is. It's a question of the usual Zimbabwean scenario of overreacting, of applying force in the wrong direction. I think the issue really is to put pressure on this government to either change its policies or be more objective around the economy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. Please do stay on the line. Kunavo vachangotibata nhasi toda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezvemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzezveupfumi. Vamwe tiri kunzwa kuti vakuita chipatapata chekunotenga zvekudya uyezve vashandi vari kutadza kuti vange vachiwana mari dzavo kumabhanga. Zviri kunetsa kuwana mari idzodzi. Gibbs.
We've got some messages on Facebook, blessing, since we are live streaming, and there are some people that are actually writing here and there. One of the messages is from Tamsanga Mlilo, who writes, panic buying will lead to shortages and hoarding of basic commodities. This is the tipping point. It is about time the government threw in the towel in the best interest of suffering masses. And then T. Van Fore says, bond notes, this is not good at all. And then somebody is actually saying, this radio channel will I be able to find it on DSTV? So it's looking for us on DSTV. Maybe we'll be there some other time, right? And then Ben Mukaro writes, stop these bond notes. They are useless. And then we've got Zamani Nyati, who says, it's obvious that things are going to be tough again. And James immediately replies him. He says, it's already tough. And then Mr. K. Ngube says, Esh, what's the solution, guys? Then Jeffrey most probably has got a solution. He says, no MDCT, no improvement. Now, let's go to Mr. Shoko. I think he's back now on the line. Mr. Shoko, are you there now?
Yeah, I'm on the line, yes.
Now, looking at what is happening in Zimbabwe, are we really going back to 2008?
Yeah, it looks like we are going back to 2008. Why I think we are going back to 2008? When we look at 2008, we had the same problem where, first of all, we could not get into the banks. We could not get the money. And therefore, if you're not getting the money, you are not able to deal with issues that are everyday issues that you want to deal with. And, of course, that causes problems. And it means, therefore, there are no people that are able to go and buy in the shops. And the businesses are suffering. So it looks like they're going back to Tuesday.
Regai tidzoke kwamuri mukoma Rejoice tichitarisa matambudziko ari munyika aya. Vamangudya vanga vachiti dambudziko rekushomeka kwemari rinogona kugadziriswa nemabond notes, asi tiri kuona kuti vanhu vakawanda vanenge vari kuramba. Chii chaizvo chingaitwa kugadzirisa upfumi hweZimbabwe?
Kana taringa totera zvitora munyanya maunga, panenge pano kupokana, nekuti ivo vari kunyatsa kutsinungira nyaya yekuti mabond notes anenge achishandiswa kuita kuita maincentives emaexporters. Yati kana ukaexporta zvinhu zviri sei $200 million, 5% export incentive yako iyaiya haibhadharwi nemaus dollars, inobhadharwa nemabond notes.
Zvinoshanda here? Zvingagadzirisa here
upfumi? Kuti achagadzirisa chii? Nokuti haasi kupinda mari. Mapolitics ari kutaura namanga haasi kuunda foreign direct investment, haasi kuita kuti matorisi auye. Saka mari haisi kupinda, iye ari kuvefunga nezvekuti mari ichabuda. Kuti zvigadziriswe, zvingave zvigadziriswe mitemo inoita kuti mari ipinde, vanhu vange vachiwana mabasa, vachiwaniswa neinvestment iri kupinda, haikona kuramba achingovhunduka nekuti mari iri kubuda.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, tinenge tine vateereri. Tina mukoma tapinda vari ku DRC uko, makadii?
Mufana mukoma Blessing, kana makasimba.
Aiwa, isu tiri nani. Muri kuona sei matambudziko ari munyika?
Ndirikuona mukoma matambudziko acho naya anonge ari kungoramba achingoturikidzana. Taifunga kuti pamwe zvinhu zvichachinja, asi tiri kuona kuti zviri kuchinja zvichiita wese. Saka tingangoti tapinda murivhesi jiya, kuenda mberi kuri kuda kuti netsei apa.
Saka imi mukoma tapinda munodhraivha marori ndizvo handiti?
Ndizvozvo mukoma.
Ko kune dzimwe nyika zviri kufamba sei? Kune matambudziko akadai here?
Kwete, kune dzimwe nyika hakuna matambudziko akaita saiwaya. Because tikatarisa semuno muDRC kungati kubva muna 2006 kusvika pari nhau, karenti yavo yavanotimafura ingori stable, haisati yadzika kana kuita sei. Saka tikatarisa nekwedu kwokuti pakangonzi zvimudhora zvinoondomoka zvekuti unoshaya kuziva kuti zviri kufamba sei. Asi tinongoona kuti inyika dzakangofanana neyedu, because tikatarisa sekuno kuDRC zvikuri sei kuno kuprovinsi yekusouthern province inonzi Katanga province, vanongoexporta copper chete. Asi zvimwe zvinhu zvavo zvese vaakuitawo makwikwi nezimbabwe pakuimporta, because zvinhu zvavo zvese ndezvekuimporta. Chikafu chavo chese vanoimporta, but karenti yavo iri stable, vanokwanisa kuita kuimporta chikafu chavo, zvinhu zvavo zviri stable. Zvasiyana nekwedu kwokuti tanga tichiti tine madiamond, asi tikada kuti tiise zvim karenti rinoondomoka, tonyatsoshaya ziva kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvichifambiswa sei. Ezvinotaa kunzwa panyaya yakutaurwa nemabhonzi notsi, tiri kuona kuti paita kugedageda, vanhu havachisina vimbo kana kuti confidence nechero polisi inoiswa nehurumende. Because tikada kutarisa kubva kumavambo chaiko chaiko, mapolisis avo ese anga achiramba kushanda, kutangira paisapo chaiyo chaiyo yakabackfire. Vakauya ipafarm invasion inova ndiyo yakakonzera nzara iri munyika nanhasi mune kuchema kwatiri kuita kudai. Pakauya 2008 mabhaira cheka avo iwayo, mashopi ese akasara yangomhepo, masherefu ese musina chinhu. Ndakaona vanhu vachirwidzana chaivo chaivo, ndikarangarira rimwe guri ndakaona varume vachirovana pamachipisa, mumunhu apindira pakiyi yekutenga sauti. Unonyatsoona dambudziko ranga riri munyika. Saka iye zvino paakutaurwa nyaya yemabhonzi noti, chandinoona chichakonzeresa ndechekuti Zimbabwe zvinhu zvayo zvese manufacturing industry yakafa zvachose. Zvinhu zvese zviri kuimportwa, 95% of the commodities zviri kubva kusouth africa hazvitengwe nezvimudhora kana nemabhonzi noti, zviri kutengwa neforeign currency maus dollars. Saka vemaretail shops kana vaakuchinzi vatengese nebhondi noti, vakazara nemabhondi noti iwayo, vanozoimporta nei? Zvinoreva kuti vachamira kuimporta. Kana vamira kuimporta, zvinoreva kuti mashopu ese anosara asina zvinhu, nekuti isusu pachedu hatina chedu chatiri kuprodusa. Tinotoona chaivo chaivo pachinzi pari kuya makondena ematutipiti kubva kuchina. Ndo zvinonyatsopa muenzaniso wekuti manufacturing industry yenyika yafa kusvika papa.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma, tapinda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Aiwa, kana nendatendawo zvikuru, ndoshuvirawo rombo rakanaka kumawarriors yedu kuti pamwe ndo vanganyevenika kuvhunduka zvatiri kuita bhondi noti kuti kambofarawo kana vachinge vakunda svendo rino.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. That's wakola there. Tapinda is a truck driver, currently is in DRC, a regular caller on this program, and he's saying that to him it boils down to the government's ineffective economic policies. He went as far back as the Economic Structural Adjustment Program, or ESAP, that he says was a spectacular failure. And he also talked about various policy interventions that the government tried to implement, but they did not work. But at the end of it all, he says he hopes the Zimbabwe Warriors, they are playing Malawi in the AFCON qualifiers, that is on Sunday at the National Sports Stadium. So he's saying he hopes that they will win. It's a sort of diversionary therapy.
Exactly. And if I heard him correctly, he was saying that if shops accept bond notes or bond coins, what are they going to use to buy goods, you know, outside the country? So I think he's got a very good point there.
Indeed.
That you get so many of these coins and bond notes, what are you going to use when you want to buy
to say a car in South Africa.
Mm-hmm. You know? Of course, I think the problem is what happened in 2007. Mm. I think people are still traumatized because people lost their savings. And,
That's right.
Mean, many are just saying that they don't have confidence in the central bank.
That's right.
So I think that is where the problem is coming from. Ngubani?
Yeah, as is Mnumzana Lucky Dube of South Africa. Baba Dube, ungatshona njani?
Hayi, ngitshonile.
Yeah. Sitshonile Mthembu. Akuphosela khona.
Uyabona ni abadala bayasho iqiniso bathi ngunga izikhala kakhulu sizodabuka. Uyabona lokhu kubuhlungu kakhulu, even noba nathi sinje so kusisa ubuhlungu obukhulu kakhulu. Ke manje uma ubheka ke manje ni ena la ma-bond note nalawa mazi sibheka nathi lapho kuma-inthanethi isebenza khona eZimbabwe, ayikhona ukuthi isebenze la eSouth Africa. Yabona is under pressure kakhulu, senkingini kakhulu, because yabona okwekhaya ni sokuseduze ukuthi nekudabuke. That's why ubona sokukhulunywa kanje, sokusele kancane nje ukuthi iqiniso lenzakale, because iqiniso lisegcekeni, i-government yethu iyehluleka nje, just nje into esobala nje, angazi ukuthi abantu sidida yini. Into esebenzi nangobona kwami ukuthanda ukutshela abantu bakithi ekhaya ngokuthi ngicela ukuthi sibe moya munye njengamajuba, maybe singakhona ukulungisa lesi simo lesi yiThemba, because kubi okwamanje ni okwamanje sigcwele emazikweni siyahlupheka. Okwamanje mina ngise-South Africa ngisuke 2008 azange ngiye ekhaya. Manje hleli okwamanje e-South Africa ngikhuluma iqiniso, siyemagcini emnandi e-South Africa la ngihleli mnandi, ngiyasebenza, ngathumeza nje khona lokhu okudla, ma ngithumeza amabhoda la amalayithi abengitshela ukuthi imali enje so ngiyayikhipha. Mara mina okwamanje ngihleli kahle lapha e-South Africa, ngiyasebenza right. Mara embathile kubuhlungu kakhulu, nami ma ngifuna ukubuyela khona manje nelizweni lami, ngiyakhathazeka ngalokhu okwenzakalayo. Okwamanje yini le abathi ama-bond note? Hayi, siyagidela-ke manje. Hayi, kubi, kubi impela, kubi impela. Okwamanje ma bengaqhubeka beyenza kanjena ni iZimbabwe angazi, izobuswa ngamajuba, izobuswa zinyoni impela, 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 impela. Izobuswa zinyoni iZimbabwe, because akekho umuntu ozoyibusa.
Hayi,
ma abantu singabambani.
Because
into le isegcekeni nje, angazi ukuthi kuhlula ngani. Ukuthi nje bebambane yona izano, yebo sayibona ni, akekho umuntu ongayikhipha esihlalweni, because iyo ethathani eyathatha ilizwe ni. So kumele bona bekhulumisane Mthembu, yabona, bekhulumisane ni labantu, bangakhulumisana ivoti. Inkinga bona banjani, bakhulumisana vota khona, bangakhulumisana vota ni sebesiye ebantwini, sebetshela abantu amanga konkwangakho right. Bani bangakhulumisana kahle labantu, kube izano le siyaziya kudala. Mina uba bami beliyoveti ngathi nanihlamuka ngisiba yi-MDC, nayo le MDC yangikhona sokuthiwa MDC T what what. Eyi, singiyadideka-ke nami eyisenkingeni mane.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Mthembu, sikuzwile kakhulu-ke. Ube lempela viki enhle baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga. Ngicela ukubulisa umama Mathumi emhlonihlweni abe nidabuka khona, ongifundisa u-Studio 7 since 2000.
Yebo vele.
Ngimamela lolu hlelo, ngiyacela ukuthi qhubeke lisiya phambili ngihlelo leni, because ne-everyday ngiyalimamela, ngizo zonke izinto ezenzakala ekhaya.
Awubonike.
Ngiyajabula, qhubekele phambili lomsebenzi omuhle.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu-ke Mnumzana Dube. La siyabonga ukuthi uyalalela, ukhanga abanye phela babuye. Lalele baningi.
Singathingela umthana wami amaredio ayi-2 ngathumezela ekhaya ngezositya asikile, ngathi hhayi yikho kuhle, kathi ukumamele lo mhleli uzezwa yonke into eyenzakalayo.
Hayi, Edube baba, Edube sibili, siyabonga. Ye, siyabonga Dube.
Kubonga mina kakhulu.
Yeah, so that was Mr. Lucky Dube is in South Africa. You are saying thank you guys for the good program that you are doing, and he's an ardent supporter or listener of Studio 7.
That's good to hear.
So you were saying that bond notes and bond coins are just hopeless coupons, you know, that won't work anyway in South Africa or any other country. So he was saying that maybe the best way to do this kind of thing in Zimbabwe is to have some kind of unity, you know, for people even to engage ZANU-PF and say, look guys, we are in a very precarious situation. So let's fix this together and see wherever we can take it to, you know, because he's saying he's not happy that people in Zimbabwe are suffering. He says he's got a good job in South Africa. Even if he's got a good job, he's very worried about those people that he left in back home.
Let's go back to Mr. Shoko. Mr. Shoko, our last caller, you heard him. is talking about dialogue. Is there any dialogue that is going on between, say, the RBZ and your ZCTU or the Labour Body?
No, we have not met Manduja anyway. They have not talked to us about the issues that are topical details. So we have not met it. Anyway, you will find to say you should understand that the ZANU-PF government does not listen to anybody. It listens to itself. Does not listen to workers. Does not listen to business. It does not listen to the citizens of the country, the people that vote to be. If it is to admission, then certainly there will not be talking about the bond laws. Because the people have rejected the bond laws. So they should not be talking about it. But you find to say, when the other people are singing this song, the other people will speak with this baby, with this baby song. That is the problem that they've got. So those guys don't engage anybody. They don't care. They don't care whatever happens to this country. That is the problem that has got in this country. So what he's saying, if people are being followed, yes, advantage but not to anybody. So you should understand that.
Thank you, Mr. Shoko. Tinemwe mutereri vagara vari South Africa. Makadi vagara. Vagara makadi. I want to know, could you say South Africa? Naimkoma gara, vamwaru chema chema kuti nyaya dzeuori dzanyanyisa zvideende masanctions. South Africa hakuna kudzingwa vairima akavarungwa. South Africa hakuna kudzingwa akavarimi vairima uye mitemo yavo mukaitarisa yekuti vanhu vayo zvitanga mabasa. Saka inyaya zvirango hapana chimu. Alright, vagara tinoti mumborambe makabata. Tichadzoka kwamuri Gibson and
I've got umnumzana uBhekisipho ose South Africa kona ngale. Kodwa ke isikhathi sethu isingani sesisabalele kancane sizambamba konapho. Umnumzana uBhekisipho ubambe konapho. Siyabuya kuwe umnumzana. Ubambe baba. Ubambe.
And also Mr. Shoko and Mr. Ngwenya, please do stay on the line. Mr. Gara has raised an important question. Is it because of sanctions? Let's discuss that issue when we come back. We just want to take a brief break, and for our radio listeners it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live, so go to our Facebook pages, the Shona English and Ndebele pages. We are streaming live. This is Blessing Zulu
and I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.